Shifting to things happening at the edge of human knowledge, IBM and the University of Chicago announced this week that they have verified quantum advantage. This is a specific technical threshold, demonstrated that a quantum computer solved a problem that a classical computer cannot solve in any reasonable amount of time. Previous claims of quantum advantage have been contested because the reference classical computation was sometimes poorly designed. The involvement of the University of Chicago's measurement scientists is specifically what gives this claim credibility. They have strong incentives to be skeptical, and apparently couldn't find the flaw.
For listeners trying to understand why this matters practically, the analogy I find useful is the transition from propeller aircraft to jets. It didn't instantly make propeller planes obsolete, but it changed what was possible at the frontier and pointed toward where everything was going. Quantum advantage in specific computational domains, optimization problems, cryptography, material simulation, has implications for drug discovery, financial modeling, and the security of current encryption standards. The last one is why governments pay very close attention to every quantum milestone.
The Vera C. Rubin Observatory released what might be the most visually extraordinary scientific image of 2026. A single frame from its 3.2 gigapixel LSST camera containing 500,000 galaxies. The camera works by stacking hundreds of separate observations to build depth and resolution beyond what any single exposure could capture. Each of those 500,000 points of light is an entire galaxy containing billions of stars. The science being enabled here includes dark matter mapping, detection of transient events like supernovae and asteroid trajectories, and a systematic census of the observable universe.
And then there's the SpaceX rocket that is about to crash into the moon. An abandoned Falcon 9 upper stage, essentially a spent rocket body drifting since a mission years ago, will strike near Einstein Crater on Wednesday at approximately 5,400 miles per hour. That sounds alarming, but the scientific community is actually excited. It's a rare natural experiment in lunar impact physics, and instruments on orbiting spacecraft will be watching to analyze the debris plume. We learn about the moon's surface composition from impacts.
The eclipse stories round out this segment nicely. Spain is 9 days away from a total solar eclipse, the first to cross Spanish territory in over a century, and yesterday marked 1 year until the August 2nd, 2027, solar eclipse that will deliver over 6 minutes of totality near Luxor, Egypt, the longest totality on land since 1991. 6 minutes is an extraordinary duration. Most totalities run under 2 minutes. The scientific and tourist planning for that event is already in motion.
The declassified Pentagon UFO files deserve a brief mention because they've attracted significant public attention. The files detail encounters over Germany during World War II, which fits the historical pattern of what pilots at the time called Foo Fighters, unexplained aerial objects observed during combat missions. The honest interpretation of these files is that unusual atmospheric and optical phenomena were frequently reported and investigated, and that the declassification reflects an institutional commitment to transparency on the historical record rather than confirmation of any particular explanation.
Although I will say, Marcus, the timing of that declassification release during a week when there's heavy focus on geopolitical tensions and domestic controversies is interesting from a news management perspective.
I noticed that too.